More than 1,400 drums were ordered by the Department of Defense to be dumped into Lake Superior, just a few miles off the shore from Duluth. That happened between 1958 and 1962. The barrels came from Honeywell and contained secret weapons parts, parts they wanted hidden from foreign governments. Now the Red Cliff Band of Ojibwe is using a Department of Defense grant to find out what the Soviet Union couldn't, how many barrels are down there, and what is in them. Melanie Montano is the environmental director at Red Cliff. She says their investigators are finding what could be bad news.
There's more contaminants down there than we previously thought. There's possibly more barrels down there. At this time, I can't go into more detail on it until the actual historical review is released to me.
Montano hopes this information will allow them to find out how to eventually remove these barrels from Lake Superior's North Shore.
The historical file review has helped us because it's found new information that we didn't have before as far as, you know, what else was dumped and what approximate locations it was dumped at. And it also helped because some of the records from the various sources weren't matching up.
Lake Superior is part of the territory ceded to the Ojibwe tribes of Minnesota and Wisconsin, an area they consider their responsibility to preserve and protect. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.